I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA Grain and Livestock Reporter Greg Sanders with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
We had 3,600 tons of hay trade compared to last week. Export and domestic alfalfa stayed to $5 higher, mostly on feeder type hay in a light test. Trade slow to moderate with good demand. Demand remains excellent for feeder hay for immediate shipment and payment. Premium export hay sold for $115 a ton on the alfalfa. Mid-square bales on the fair feeder hay sold from $80 to $90 per ton, and that was tarped.
In Idaho, compared to the previous week, alfalfa was steady in the light test. Trade was very slow with very good demand as supplies are in firm hands. Mid-squares of alfalfa rated good to premium tarped sold for $105 per ton, and mid-squares of utility alfalfa sold for $90 per ton tarped. In Oregon, prices trended generally steady in the limited test compared to the previous week's prices. Most demand is in the retail stable hay. Many producers are sold out for the year. In Central Oregon, large squares of alfalfa rated fair to good sold for $120 per ton. Small bales of alfalfa rated premium for the retail stable market sold between $210 and $225 per ton. In Lake County, small squares of good to premium rated fescue grass sold for $175 per ton for the retail stable market. In Klamath Basin, small squares of premium alfalfa sold for $170 per ton. There were no new sales confirmed in either Eastern Oregon or Harney County. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.